going to do that, it's just easier.
What's this for, what magazine?
This is going to be for Pulse magazine. This is the magazine that we put together for Musica, which is probably the HMV equivalent or the Virgin Megastore equivalent.
Okay, it's a free magazine.
Yeah. And it goes into all the stores and you pick it up and you have to go buy everything that's in there. And no, because the last thing, the interview I did with you ran in the papers that went out, I think, the week of release. And you'll be pleased to know that your record company actually advertised your album about, I'm trying to find the issue before I came out, they actually advertised your album about 2-3 issues before that. So, in the month that it was out, so. But it was interesting, because at the time you and I spoke, it was a case of, you'd wanted to come out again, but there was nothing on the cards, and then...
It was suggested a while ago, I think, about a year or two ago.
A few years ago, they wanted us to do a big DJ at a rave.
That's right. And then that didn't happen.
Well, it just seemed like a bit of... I saw a thing on TV about South African trance and the big rays.
Yeah.
I saw it looked awful. And to come to South Africa, it just didn't seem a very
nice thing to do. Yes. Yeah, true, because also...
We could have got heaps of cash, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
But wouldn't have helped you or your profile.
Yeah.
That was used to me, so... So then the British Council gets involved and then that's okay.
Well, it just seemed like they were trying to make it an interesting event and 10 years of democracy, great to actually be involved with that.
Sure.
To help celebrate something, and yeah, it's really nice. So.
Yeah. No, I just think it's good timing as well, because I mean you've been playing heavily over the last, certainly since the album came out, you've been playing festivals.
Yeah, although we've actually been...
I think we've done less than we did before.
But we've been a lot more clever with what we've done.
But in a way, it's been more effective, yeah.
Yes.
We've been playing on bigger stages in front of more people.
Yeah, and
so... The right festivals.
Yes, so cherry picking.
But we haven't toured as much as we used to. Last time we did a US tour and a European tour.
Took you 6 months. Of those. 6 months to recover.
Yeah, we only did like... about a week in England and then another 2 weeks stint in England. So we've hardly toured at all, really.
No.
But the festivals have kept us busy in the summer.
Yeah. I mean, what's it like playing a festival circuit? I mean, it must be... I mean, is it... Because I always think of the logistics of getting you there, setting, making sure your gear's right. I mean, you've got all your people to do that, but, you don't know what the space is going to do for you, other than the crowd, hopefully, or, vibe of what you're doing, but you're reliant on so many factors that you don't control.
But the thing is, you do something like Glastonbury, Glastonbury's a good festival that people are going there with the right attitude, and you know what your billing is or whatever, and yeah, so it's kind of, unless something terrible goes wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, like this year, it was pouring with rain through half the show. But it was great anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've been lucky. I suppose, thinking about what we were doing in the first place meant that we were into it and excited to be there.
Yes, which...
And,
the rest follows, yeah. Because, when you do those kind of things, I always think that, especially if the crowd isn't quite where you want them and you want to try and push it, and, I mean, what you've got on your albums they're not set pieces, I mean, you can mess with them, but, in some respects, I'm sure there's times that you just want to be able to sort of almost just blow them away.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think with all the festivals we've done, I think we've pretty much blown away every crowd.
Yeah. Is that because you've got your set down?
Yeah. And the people we work with, there's good chemistry. It's just, we did a small tour at the beginning in small clubs. We got the vibe of what we were doing and then took it on the big stage. So it's kind of the work was done on the initial tour.
Yeah.
So, and they were great gigs, but they were an intimate thing, which is completely different to the big stage.
Yeah.
So we honed our kind of skills on the.
Yes. And also probably the tracks that you would go with, because I mean some tracks would just die live.
Yeah.
And then others that just obviously are the the first opening bars, like it was.
I mean, I suppose with live shows, we've been doing it a few years, and we want it to be something good rather than just say that you're going to listen to this. Which some bands do, say these are our new songs.
Yeah.
We're going to play all of them.
Yeah.
You might not get half of it, but we don't care.
Yeah, I think
we're a bit, probably coming from the downside and DJing.
Yes, because you don't have that luxury, do you? Because
you're on the side of the people.
Yes, so. Which is quite different from, as you say, from any other way. performing, really. But you're having fun.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we both feel less knackered out this time.
Yes.
Which I think, well, after touring the Rooty album,
yes,
it just seemed very exhausting, and I think we were both sick of it all at the end, and just like, I don't know how bands do that all the time.
Yeah.
Because you actually lose reality completely. You live in a bubble for ages and ages. You get knackered out, you drink too much, smoke too much, and just feel like shit.
I mean, it's difficult not to do that. I mean, if you, wherever you go, I mean, you've got these people who just will do anything for you. I mean, it is totally unreal, because it just has just put pockets of time, and you arrive and you're new to them. You guys have been living with one another, you know, out of each other's pockets for how long? You just, it must become quite sort of mechanical, you know, towards the end, that you just go do the show, you know, have fun, sure. But I think when you get to that stage, you go, but hold on, why did we just start doing this in the first place?
Yeah. Well, I think this time we've kind of, we've done it. Try to make it good for ourselves, and so that we don't lose interest, and so, cause if you lose interest, then the show loses interest a bit, you know.
Yeah, it suffers, because I think it's important enough, it should be important enough to you to, because this is your sort of job.
Yeah, it's what you do.
It's not a bad job.
You want to do what you do well, you know, so.
Yeah.
You don't want people to come to a show and then think it's crap.
Yeah.
For me personally, a lot of bands I just find a bit boring.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, so it's to make sure, hopefully, I'd find it interesting to go to one of our gigs.
And I mean, it's interesting too, because I think, you know, it's been said before that the reason why you sort of almost pushed to do what you do is because of the amount of crap that's out there, and you as a fan of music want good stuff to listen to, and so you want to, like you do when you play live, you're on the side of the fan, you almost want to sort of rebalance the scales, as it were, because there is so much crap out there, and it would be nice, and it's not, I don't think it's a case of having, you know, being big headed about your own music, but it would be, I mean, when you hear your stuff on the radio, you go, well, you know, comparative to a lot of the stuff that's out there, this is, especially Kiss Kiss to me, is such a, I don't want to call it a serious record, but it was, I think to a lot of people, they were quite blown away that it was possible to do that.
It stands apart probably from, it's not silly.
No, which, you know, you can look at
it. Which, there's nothing wrong with silly music, it's kind of, that's just what it is.
Yeah, it's just. It's
at this time in the musical landscape, maybe it's good to have some things that are quality and proper, and
who thought you would have a personality, you know, heaven forbid. You're supposed to sit behind, you know, this clinical environment with, you know, samples and loops and everything else and just generate the stuff, but I think a lot of that music suffers from not having any personality yet.
Dance music, generally.
Yeah, generally,
yeah, yeah, definitely.
And as much as that's where you come from, I think you're one of the groups that have, you know, been responsible for taking it to a serious place where it is actually ticked off as being,
Well, otherwise you're just creating a style.
Yeah.
So, which is all well and good. It's like fashion. You know, some fashion is like interesting, but unless it, I don't know, fashion can actually speak more than just kind of a style. It can actually talk about how you feel as a human being.
Yeah.
All those kind of things. So it's like.
Yeah, because I suppose you don't want to make it too obvious, you know, in how you present it. You'd still like it to challenge, and also for the genre of music to grow. So you have to drop stuff in that maybe even tests you a little, and maybe tests your audience, and they're going, oh, you know, where'd that come from? But then, you know, as you sit with it, you become more, you know, you become more comfortable with it, and because otherwise you would be rehashing the same old thing over and over, shit. But I mean, where do you look for influence? I mean, outside of, you know, the vibe that you get off of your fans, and because I mean that's an indicator. But
everywhere, really.
Yeah.
Influences from.
Well, just what influences?
Yeah, everything. Yeah. We're both into loads of different sorts of music, and, you know, films and places. And,
yeah. So the next album, is it going to be another radical departure, or is it?
No, I mean, at the moment, we are trying to make stuff like, well, some of the stuff we're doing is definitely trying to make stuff that is suitable for probably a party or a club. Or,
okay.
And,
not a banging club.
With Kiss Cash, we went off into, we do banging.
Yes.
But,
planned banging.
We haven't yet for this album.
Yes.
But, Kiss Cash was definitely going off and being musical.
Yes.
And we had a computer which enabled us to do multi-tracking, and we were kind of being more traditional, really. And I suppose dance music seemed less relevant or less of a constraint.
Mm.
And we felt slightly kind of in our own place somewhere. We didn't feel we were attached to anything in particular, so we were able to go off and, you know, experiment. And I think that was really healthy and good thing to do. And I think with that experience, we can now make maybe a slightly simpler record.
Yeah, it's refining.
Slightly simpler. Something that's digestible.
Yeah.
And it can be intelligent, and it can be all those things, and it can be soulful and everything. But just.
But I mean, if you compare what the drive was from album one to where you are now, is the drive still the same?
The drive.
The reason for doing it.
It's all slightly different because it's different. I'm a different person to what I was 10 years ago, so I don't know really.
Yeah.
You know, when we started, I don't know really. It was.
But it was a chance to get a record out there at the beginning.
Yeah.
And actually, if one person
you're played
it on the radio, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So and then you have different goals each time. Mm. So I suppose this last year, it's like we worked on a much bigger level as far as the live thing. And it's really nice to see the music work in that way. Yeah. So it makes you view the music differently.
Mm.
And there's different things, I suppose, work at a festival than would in a club.
Yeah.
And but then again, maybe we'll make an album that's not for a festival or a club.
Yeah.
Maybe it's for you in your bedroom, who knows.
You see, I mean, I always think that's the biggest trap that you potentially fall in, because you say the older you've been, the older you are and the more experience and the more you play and the more aware you become of the place that you occupy, that can work, to your advantage as much as to your detriment, because knowing too much can hurt. Going in blindly, and being naive, I suppose, in certain respects, has helped get you to the place that you have, and in certain respects. And now you're smart. You're doomed.
Yeah. I know.
You know too much. You have to die now.
Well, we're going to have to try things that we don't quite know how to do, probably.
Yes.
Because that's what we did in the beginning, is that we tried to imitate, really, and we got it wrong.
Yeah.
But through that, we forged our own sound.
Yes.
That's what we've got to try and do now. We've got to try and do something that we can't really do properly.
Yes.
But I feel we've got a lot more freedom and confidence probably than we have before.
And there's
with Kiss Cash, we really didn't follow any styles.
No.
We definitely said, that's where we're going.
Yes.
Everyone is going there, whatever.
Yes.
Matter.
Which is nice.
Which
too.
Is probably brave, and
it brave.
We've got through it. Which
thank God. Yes, it could have gone horribly.
It could have been like the end of Basement Jam.
Yes.
No one likes it anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
Whatever. Wish they could do the next stage.
It would be that critically acclaimed album, not that sort of brilliant selling album. Yes, 10 people bought it because it was really, there was something there, but nobody could put their finger on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just carry on.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, creatively, you always want to keep alive, so it's kind of a. Yeah, it's kind of looking at the next way of doing things and sort of trying not to repeat yourself, but keep it alive, really.
And hopefully not listen to people like me, because that could hurt you. Well, what did he mean?
Well, we've been quite lucky, I think, with the press. I'm so surprised we haven't got slated yet.
Yes,
which in a way I felt ready for.
Yes.
On the last album, it's like, okay, this is the time when.
Well, it had that potential for people to totally not get, where you were going and to shoot you down for it, which would be the completely wrong thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I think you've got to just try and forget the press anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I don't read press, which I used to at the beginning. I used to read everything and see what everyone said.
Yes.
Now I just try not to, because it doesn't matter.
No.
Otherwise, you read a whole page and saying, brilliant, amazing, amazing, and then then they say, I'm not so sure about that last track in the bit that does that. Isn't that a wee bit weak?
Want to phone them up going, oi, you know.
No, but it's stupid. No, exactly. Just a mere detail.
Well, also,
and most people take it as a...
Well, there's two of you and there's how many million fans out there. I mean, you're never going to get it right. I mean, you'd almost have to make a record for each one of them, you know, to satisfy them all completely. So, you know, I mean, it's... So, I mean, I think from that point of view, you have to do it for yourself first. And I think, in some respects, the less you stress about it, the easier it becomes.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I think the more refined it, or the more you try and refine it, the less it has of you. And I think that's, especially on Kesh Kesh, I mean, it was, I think, as you say, you anticipated a lot to come from it, and what came from it, you were like going, oh, you know, you were expecting a fight, and there wasn't a fight, or, you know, that kind of thing. But I think it's definitely elevated who you are to certainly a totally different audience, as well as still being able to satisfy, you know, the guys that were there for Ritchie and the rest, you know.
Yeah.
You want to go join?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get bad karaoke everywhere.
Harley Davidson convention. I just realised that.
Would you do that at a Harley Davidson convention? I wouldn't do this at a Harley Davidson convention.
I know, it's odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
It must be
top.
Really high management. It's obviously not the bikers themselves.
No. It must be like ACDC or something, you know, doing an acoustic set. Well, thank you, gentlemen, because I know you got to catch some sun, I'm sure.
We've got more to use, haven't we?
Yeah. Have you?
I think so.
Dear. Well, you got apples and carrots, so you could actually cook up a stew while you're at it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Good to finally meet you.
No,
I'll be there tomorrow night.
Yeah, see you down there.
Are we going to be
the rest playing? Of the band driving this afternoon?
Yeah, all your gear's in the basement. I couldn't find parking. Thank you very much.
Really?
Yes.